Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Now, some interesting news reports coming out of Washington about Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, huge role in any president's administration. He's making a statement in a few minutes, which we will bring to you live. NBC News are reporting that he called Donald Trump a moron, and there is expectation that he will quit. Worth remembering that a few days ago, Donald Trump tweeted, stupidly, that's not news, is it? Tweeted stupidly about Tillerson's talks in North Korea, in a very odd way for a president to do while his right-hand man, a Secretary of State on the world stage, was having vital talks to avert any kind of nuclear or other military standoff. So this will be really interesting if Rex Tillerson resigns and feels freed up to speak, seems to me. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joins me. What more can you tell us, Simon?
Well, an astonishing series of developments here just over the last few hours, Sheila, and we're watching the closed wooden doors at the State Department through which Rex Tillerson, President Trump's Secretary of State, is expected to walk in the next couple of minutes and make a previously unscheduled statement to the press. This after NBC, in a deeply reported story, citing, I think, a dozen separate sources within the State Department and the president's national security staff, claimed that Rex Tillerson earlier this year had been so infuriated by a speech that President Trump made to the Boy Scouts of America. We covered it here on LBC at the time, and we knew at the time that Rex Tillerson, who himself had been to that Boy Scouts convention before President Trump, and apparently takes his time with the scouting movement very seriously. We knew at the time that he'd been very angered by the political nature of President Trump's speech. It was a sort of almost a Trump campaign rally speech, completely out of kilter with the kind of speech that past presidents, Republicans and Democrats, have made to the Boy Scouts of America. So angered was Rex Tillerson over this that he apparently considered resigning, called President Trump a moron to members of his senior staff, and was only talked off the ledge by Vice President Mike Pence, who made a series of interventions in a bid to try and soothe the anxieties and concerns of the Secretary of State and persuade him to stay on. Well, now we know, according to NBC, that he referred to President Trump as a moron. Is he going to walk up to that microphone and now resign as Secretary of State? Or is he instead going to deliver a statement, really, with an audience of one? President Donald Trump himself, currently on Air Force One, no doubt watching one of the cable news channels on board that plane as he heads to Las Vegas, where he's going to be on the victims of that awful shooting on Sunday night. Is Rex Tillerson actually going to pledge continued loyalty and fealty to President Donald Trump, or are we going to see the highest profile casualty of the Trump administration so far deciding to fall on his sword? Anxious moments for the Trump administration and fascinating moments here for those of us who cover it.
Definitely. Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. We'll keep our eyes on those wooden doors, and if they open and he starts to speak, we'll go live to Rex Tillerson's statement.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.